little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Okay!
Shut up, you're sick!
Yeah, I'm kind of sick. Well, actually, you know what? The real reason why this might be a little bit delayed is because, well, we had to delay recording because Wayne went on a date.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
Wait, whoa!
The only dates Wayne gets are updates.
On his Xbox and on his PC.
Hey, I can get him off a tree.
What? That...
Updates? A date?
No. Dates? No, just play your little Transformer
that,
game.
That's a little bit of a... Actually, it would take some, you know, knowledge of a few things to get that one. But anyways, so here we are, episode... What was it?
I forgot. I'm sick. 87?
Actually, I kind of feel like Grand Theft Auto Online. I'm here, and I kind of, you know...
But not here.
I feel like I have some features to offer, and I think I could look kind of good, but I don't work. That's Grand Theft Auto Online. It doesn't work!
Yep.
Damn it. Ah, one more.
They should have expected that many freaking people to actually play the freaking thing online.
I don't know, man. I think...
I'm sorry, that 28-bit K modem won't help the fucking network.
Well, you know what? I think that this game, honestly, has probably sold more than even, like, Call of Duty has in this given period.
Probably.
So, I don't know, like, that's a lot of bandwidth to try to prepare for. Especially because the game continues to sell like hotcakes. So, yeah. Fly.
Moth, actually.
Moth, whatever.
Quack, quack.
Moth, fly.
Whatever.
It's a winged creature.
It's a thingy.
Yep. Anyways, we'll get a little bit more into that a little bit later. So, what have I been playing? Well, more Grand Theft Auto single player because it's fun as hell. Did you go through the torture scene yet?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. More than three times over.
Wait! You sadistic bastard.
What?
Did you fail or did you just do it again?
No, I passed all three times. Then I played another three times over, so.
Were you trying to get gold or?
No, I just wanted to do it because.
Yeah, fair enough. Does anything happen if you do the things in different order?
No. Okay. That's why I did all three times over. I'm like, the battery first, and then the crowbar, and then nope, and then okay, yeah. The crowbar first, you know.
Tweezers first or whatever, nope, man, damn.
Oh well.
But a lot of that because it's a lot of fun. I think I've definitely put in more than 20 hours into it, for damn sure. Awesome thing is I really don't, you know. I don't feel like I've been playing it for that long because it's just that much fun. I actually don't want to stop playing the game. Like, I stopped when, like, well, like I said, I'm sick, so I played a little bit, went to sleep, and, you know, taking cold medicine the last couple of days, so I haven't been playing that much. But still a lot of fun. I've been playing Valkyrie Crusade on my phone. I honestly don't know of a good way of describing this game. It's like a RPG with cards that level up and stuff. I have no other way of saying it. You gather resources and you do stuff. That's pretty much all I've done.
Pretty much.
That and, you know, sick.
Yeah.
And don't forget that unlike your government, we don't shut down.
Oh.
If you live in the U.S., I mean.
Yes. But I'm not affected, though, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm not affected either.
Uh-huh.
I work in the healthcare industry. I'm good. At least for now.
For now, right?
Yep. But that's it for me, so as he continues playing with his Transformers game, Wayne.
Boring.
So I've been playing
Transformers.
Obviously Transformers Legends. A little bit of G.I. Joe Battlefront, but not Battlegrounds, not much.
Battlefront? Really?
I know, I'm like, whoa.
You retard.
That's Star Wars, wasn't it?
That'd be a nice little crossover.
That was a Star Wars game, right?
Yeah, Battlefront was Star Wars.
Yeah, buddy.
I missed that game.
Right?
I have the Battlefront 2. I'm waiting for Battlefront 2 to come back. Come out.
I guess when they say they're making more...
Obviously, Avengers Alliance. And for the 3 hours it took me to get up to L.A., I was playing...
Wait, how many hours?
3 hours traffic.
Yeah, I forgot you only go 45 miles per hour, you moron.
I wasn't driving.
Well, you should have drove. Oh, I forgot you don't go past National City. Damn,
what is it for this you've driven?
up to Anaheim.
Wayne, really? How in the hell you can take out girls, man?
You don't concerts. Take them, you don't take them to Anaheim. Hey, hey, you can do a lot of things for
concerts,
girls.
Man.
You can do a lot of things
the
for
Hollywood
girls.
The Hollywood Bowl. Concert.
You can do a lot of things for girls in National City.
It's all a whole nother story when you got somebody in the car to keep you awake. So, anyways,
buddy, hey. It's a kids show, man.
The whole trip up there, I was playing Halo Spartan Assault.
Oh, did you finally finish the game?
No.
Okay.
I've got a ways to go yet. They've added more missions and stuff to it, too.
I thought it was just... The point's not, like, story mode or something like that? Like, you know?
There is a lot of story to it, yeah.
I figure that's what really matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man. So. Has there been anything interesting as far as that goes?
It kind of gives you the backstory on what happened before Halo 4. So... You're kind of reliving the history that you already know, or you're supposed to have already known about, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's... Really, it's just more like... I don't really pay much attention to the story as much, because it's like, okay, you're reliving another event that already happened, and it's like sitting there telling you that you're just, you know, doing a training event of what actually happened previously.
Uh-huh.
So I just, like, you know, I look at the objectives, it's like, okay, this is what I gotta do, go in there, get it done.
Sounds like a good philosophy for a lot of different things, not just, you know, that.
Yeah. Then I played some more Fragger on my phone. I got to the aquatic stage now.
No. It's cute.
It's interesting.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been out of town on the weekend. I didn't have time to really get into much more games on my day off.
Out
so.
Of town, you mean Chula Vista?
L.A.
I might go to L.A. this weekend.
But a nice little place called Pink Taco, though, that had, it was actually kind of fun.
Oh, Wayne doesn't know what that means. The only two people laughing right now is myself and George. Well, other than that, for me this week, I've been playing a lot of Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 just for the hell of it. Went back to Salt Mines on Monday, and we had Paradigm showing up.
Yeah, I saw him on stream.
Yeah, it was whooping ass.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was whooping ass. Even Rusty couldn't get away from his team. You see that he was Arthur, Rocket Raccoon, and Hagar.
Yep.
And still whooped ass.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shut up, Wayne.
Did I see it on stream? And Hagar just looks scary.
Dude, he's one of those Hagars that you don't mess with. You land something, he has a counter for it. You try to do something, he has a counter for it. You try to do a super, he has a counter for it.
It's kind of like I didn't want to do anything because I know, like, even if we trade hits, I'm screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I'm gonna ground bounce after the pipe hits me.
Even Dios can get away from him.
Damn,
that's how pretty bad it was.
That's some hardcore domination right there for basketball.
Especially using low tier characters, as in Rocket Raccoon and Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Wayne.
Well, the important thing is that. The awesome thing about having a video game out for that long, a fighting game, especially when it's a team-based fighting game, is that you start learning all these things only after a lot of time, because people can't discover everything over a course of even a year, a couple of years.
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. Look how long THC Infinite came out.
Yeah, it took a while for THC Infinite to come out.
Perfection. Let's see, other than that, I've been playing a lot of Killer Instinct for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, just for the fun of it. Just because, if you guys haven't seen, there's a Sidera on the new Killer Instinct trailer. At the end, spoiler alert, they show
Orchid.
They show Orchid.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I'm waiting for Fulgore and Cinder to come out. And Spinal.
Oh, Fulgore, dude.
Fulgore's a must in that game.
Fulgore better be in there. I mean, just saying.
Yeah. Same way, too, with Cinder and Spinal.
I'm just wondering, are they gonna bring them out in the first release? Because remember they said the first release has like 8 characters?
Yeah.
And how many do they have so far? Like 6?
Yeah.
Well,
if you count Thunder, Jago, Glacius, Saberwolf, you also got Sidera and Orchid, so that's 6.
Yeah, so 2 more. I hope it's Fulgore and...
Probably Fulgore's gonna be last. They're gonna save the hype for it later. You know that.
That's true. So hopefully Spinal then.
Spinal, please, Spinal. He's my little dirty secret right there. That's the other. Other than that, I'm playing just for fun. I erased all my 3 data from Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past on my Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and I started all over it again. And there's Dark Phoenix. Really?
Oh, wow! You got pwned.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix, kind of like Marvel 3. Good job, Jay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, it's like, I think, are you gonna win that one, Wayne?
Yeah. Most, well, maybe.
Nope.
Kablooey! You're about to get hit. Oh, you're still alive, you lucky bastard.
But she's gonna get all her health back now. Yeah, it's like, rebirth.
Dark Phoenix, buddy, you're dead.
Yeah, no, you're done. Yeah. It's like fighting the universe 10 times over.
I know.
So yeah, that's about it for me this week. And also, talk about Battle in the Valley.
Battle in the Valley, that was so much fun. Yes,
this past Saturday, well, George and I went out for his girlfriend's birthday. He drank more than anybody else. I still drank a little bit, but still. Saturday morning was Battle in the Valley, Fashion Valley area in San Diego. It's a tournament for Marvel 3, Ultimate 3, and also for Street Fighter 4 AE.
Yep.
The winner of those gets a free trip to final round in Atlanta, Georgia.
Woo! That's where it was, okay.
Atlanta, Georgia. And also in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Shadaloo Showdown, which the winner of that was Clockwork in Ultimate 3.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, there's a lot of people that showed up. A lot of them from San Diego, of course. Yeah. There's several from LA, too, like Clockwork. He also had Infrit, Genesis. You guys are a total scrub bag, anyways, in my opinion. What else? What was Infrit? Clockwork, Infrit, Genesis.
Tekken Tim,
yeah! And of course, Paradigm, that was showed up. Really cool cat from the LA area. They both brought it over. Of course, Street Fighter was hype. Congrats to OFC Pinoy for winning a free trip to final round for Street Fighter 4. And congrats to Clockwork, who is getting a second trip. For a majors, jeez, dude.
So that's a final round.
Actually, no. One major, because Shadaloo Showdown is only in Australia. It doesn't count for Evo.
Still, though, that's
pretty freaking
awesome. That's two free trips.
That's two free trips of everything and anything.
Yeah, and you know what? Wow. I think the reason why, I think there would have been more people here, but Canada Cup was going on.
Oh, yes, that same weekend.
At the same time. So, you know, Filipino champ, Justin Wong, they were all in Canada. So we didn't get the whole LA crew, because if we had, it would have been a lot more killers here. But still, it was a great time to see people from LA coming down and just playing some good old-fashioned Street Fighter and Marvel. So that was a lot of fun. Bracket Visionaries did that along with Box Arena, so it's nice to have them back on the scene.
Yes, welcome back, Box. It's been about a year and a half, 2 years he has been out, I think.
Yep.
Has it been that long? It's about a year and a half.
About a year and a half.
It's good to see Christine, it's good to see Koo, good to see Frankie Fresh, Edgar, those cats.
Yeah.
We also had a couple people from Fanboy Gaming showing the support. Yeah. Which is pretty cool. And yeah, they did pretty well tournament-wise. And yeah, so what was your favorite match in Street Fighter 4?
Yeah, I would say like the hypest ones like were like Pinoy versus what's his name?
OFC Legend?
No, not just that, but the other guy from LA. Not Tekken Tim. What was his name? I can't think of it right now. Combo Jack. There we go.
Oh, Combo Jack's a badass. I forgot about him. Sorry, Combo Jack.
Yeah, those were like really hype matches. That and the matches between OFC Legend and Pinoy were really good too. But it was pretty odd. Like the matches were hype, and of course, because being in San Diego, all of us were cheering for the SD group, you know, showing that SD pride, defending our turf and all that good stuff. Yeah. So
congratulations for again, OFC Pinoy for defending
SD,
and also same. I can say the same to Clockwork, because he was down here too as well. Him and Combo back in the old days in Marvel 2 time, where it was just. You go from LA to San Diego back and forth like almost every other weekend of the month.
Yeah. So it's still pretty hype. I mean, it's still a good amount of players. And the tournament went by pretty well, and there weren't that many hitches in there. Like, the stream was down for a little bit, but they got that back up real fast.
And it's just a little bit of a hiccup. You know, it was supposed to start at 1 o'clock, but it started at, what, 2:15?
Not 2:15. And again, it's like, that's we're used to fighting games. That's just how it is. So it's all good, and we're happy that it happened, and we can't wait to to be a part of the next event that Box Arena or Bradkid Visionaries runs in the future.
Yes. So what's... I think the closest one would be showing up would be SoCal Regionals coming up in a couple of months. It's in January, February time.
Well, I just hope it's not during CES.
Yes, I know, because last year was during CES, and actually I want to go to CES this year. Hopefully I'm planning on going. Yeah, but we got Winter Game Fest coming up in December. Sorry.
I don't think much happens in October. Which, I mean, they can't be running events all the day.
No, it's just a typical term here and there.
Yeah.
Gotta get some rest, you know?
Everybody gets
some rest. Let's pretend we're the U.S. government and get some rest. Shut it down. I'm kidding. Anyways, so...
Yo, Battlefield 4 beta online now.
Ooh.
Well, you know what else? Destiny right now, if you pre-order it with select retailers, you'll get access to the beta.
Yes.
Which is going to be in the beginning of next year. I think I'm probably going to go ahead and jump on that.
Nice.
Probably get it for Xbox One, because, I mean, by the time the game comes out, it'll already be out. Xbox One will be out anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll be good. Grand Theft Auto Online, again, has like a really cool character creation part. I mean, you can decide your age, you get to decide how you spend your day. You know, whether sleeping, working out, or doing illegal activities or legal activities. Which, it says to model it after your own lifestyle, so that's why I'm wondering why there's a meter for illegal activities. And as you move around the how much time you spend doing what, you can see your character's stats move. So it's kind of like, well, I don't care what my lifestyle is. If I'm going to build the character based on what I want it to be, then...
You build it the way you want to be.
Yeah, no. So mine does illegal activity for like 6-7 hours a day. So, yeah, that's the way it is. But still, again, it's all, you know, the character creation was awesome. The intro was also awesome. The fact that I still can't play it, not awesome. And I'm looking forward to... getting on that, making my money, getting my apartment, you know, all that stuff you do in real life, except in a game.
Woohoo!
And you get to do crimes.
And get away with it.
And get away with it.
And do it all over again.
Yep, pretty much. I am honestly really, 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 really looking forward to it. The fact that it's free is amazing. That's honestly why I'm not really complaining that much about it, to be honest with you. I know it's a feature they announced, but the game itself is still worth your $60, even without the online.
Yes.
So...
The campaign alone is freaking epic.
Mm-hmm. Trevor's freaking bomb, isn't he? Trevor's just nuts. I like playing as Trevor. I think I like playing as...
Trevor?
Trevor and Franklin the most, probably.
Yeah, Trevor.
Guess well, he's nuts. So that's always fun. But... that being said, we'll bring you some... Hopefully, by next week, we'll have some more news as far as Grand Theft Auto Online or some more impressions. I also pre-ordered my Note 3 from Verizon, which I should have in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. Snapdragon 800 processor with 8 gigs of RAM, full HD 5.7-inch screen. Yeah, I'm excited. Do I need it? No, but I can get it for cheap, so why not?
There you go.
That's the way it is. So, let's get into some actual gaming news here real quick. Not everything is positive, unfortunately, but we have a few things. So, apparently WB is coming under some fire for them having a Batman Origins Season Pass.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, what will the Season Pass cost, and what will it include, Wayne?
It's going to be $20 for the Season Pass.
Damn.
It'll feature the Millennium and Infinite Earth skin packs. It's be basically 12 skins and all, as well as the Gotham by Gaslight and Brightest Day Batman skins. It also features Origins Initiation, a new mode where gamers will play as Bruce Wayne before he became Batman in new challenge maps. And lastly, the Season Pass packs in an all-new story campaign that Warner Brothers is not going to talk about.
So. Well... It's always, season passes are a bit of a hard pill to swallow because it's, you know, unlike the old days where we would just pay $60 and get everything.
Yep.
Now we pay $60 and we might have to pay some more to get some added activities, but the thing is that we don't know, like, if we didn't have the DLC option, maybe we would have never had the option to play those campaigns or that extra story or,
yeah,
you know. I mean, it's up to the developer to decide what gets shipped with the game and what doesn't. I mean, look at Grand Theft Auto 5. It's such a huge experience. It still costs $60. There's still plenty of games that'll give you a lot less for that same $60.
Yeah. But I think they knew they were going to sell so many copies, so they kind of knew they could get away with doing a little more.
Well, that's
I know that's kind of like Catch-22, but, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because there's other games that are that have been fantastic and don't sell too well.
Yeah.
So, it's, again, Catch-22, but you know what? As long as the main game itself, Batman Origins, is good, which is looking like it probably will be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm curious how the multiplayer is going to work, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. I really enjoyed the single player in the first two games, and that is my main draw to this game.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be picking it up on
the multiplayer.
Xbox One at some point.
The multiplayer is just a bonus. Is it even coming out on Xbox One?
Yeah.
Eh.
Actually, no, maybe not.
I was going to say, I don't think it is.
No, actually, no, they're not in development. So, yeah, it'll be the 360.
Yep, that'll be 360. It'll be one of my last 360 games.
Actually, no, that's on the 25th, so that might be a good title for Extra Life.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh.
Well, I plan on really playing... I'll probably still be playing a lot of Shin Megami Tensei 4 that day. I might have a 2DS at that point, who knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it. Either that or I can buy one of those Pokemon 3DS XLs.
True.
Epic.
But I don't know if I want to just drop the $200. We'll see.
Maybe you should.
I might. You know, things going on that might lead me to do so. But anyway, so here's another quick one. Rockstar disables GTA Online microtransactions. Well,
if it ain't going to work, why have it there?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know it works for some people.
Yeah.
Just not very many people. And I know it's not about the connection because my connection is freaking solid. So that ain't it for me. But it's a good idea on their part to disable something, because what if you lucked out and you were able to go on there, you paid real money, and then you can't play?
Yeah.
Because I see the money there, realistically, as being a way for you to get stuff quicker than other players by paying for it. So if you pay for money that you can't use, what's the point? So good job on Rockstar for taking that out while the system is being worked on. Well, you take this one, Wade.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Going back to a new cartoon series. It'll be CG in 2014.
Good God, bury him dead, please.
I know. I think yeah. I think they've beat him over the stick too much, you know.
What do you mean beat him over the stick too much? They beat him under the stick way too much.
Yeah.
Dude, Sonic is so beat at this point, I think they actually took blood out of that rock.
No, they actually took blood out of that stick.
Mm. They're planning for 52 episodes.
Oh, God.
It'll be called Sonic Boom.
Really?
Really? Bravo, guys. Bravo.
You people are morons.
It'll be 11 minutes per episode.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously featuring...
you people are morons.
Other characters such as Tails, Knuckles, and Amy.
Because we all want to see Amy.
Eggman will also be featured, obviously.
Wade wants to see Amy.
Yeah.
You're sick.
I'll be Cartoon Network for us in the States. Kennel J and Ghoulie in France.
And they'll eventually reach other countries in the future. Okay, look. I never said that I hate Sonic. I do not dislike Sonic. Sonic games were awesome back in the day.
Were.
Supposed to be a comedy, too.
Oh, wow, even better.
No, please don't.
They tried that once before. It didn't work.
Look, here's what I would envision my ideal Sonic game being these days. A Sonic game that plays good and has absolutely no story. None.
Yeah.
You go from one end to the end of another level, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
Gameplay is solid, and there's no story. You just fight Eggman in several states, you know, as the boss several times.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Eggman.
I don't give a crap that he keeps escaping. Who cares? That's how these games are. He does it, and at the end you finish your game and it says, thank you for playing.
Play it again.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see how the new game coming out in October.
It's going to suck.
Well, it's Lost World is going to be on Wii U and 3DS only.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which I don't really care about, so.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm sorry, but it's like, once you've gotten through the original games in the past and you start looking at the newer stuff, it's like, why do I want to play this?
There's really not that much motivation to do so. I mean, like, you hope that they fix it, but they haven't fixed it yet.
Yeah.
Now, if I read that the new one is worth its weight in gold, then I'll try it.
Yeah.
Or I'll at least Redbox.
Let me take this one. Sad news today, folks. Any of you guys read a lot of books by Tom Clancy? You guys seen a lot of his movies? Yeah, I know for a fact we play a lot of his games that's based off of him.
Yep.
Sad day today is because that today Tom Clancy died at the age of 66 today. We don't know the cause of it yet, but he was with, from what I've heard, read, he was with family until his last dying breath. And, you know, me as a big fan of reading, you know, reading a lot of books, especially Tom Clancy, you know, growing up in the military family and whatnot, this is such a tragedy. And, you know, he has a lot more books coming out. Several of them have, you know, been unfinished yet. But, yeah, condolences up to the Clancy family. And his legacy will live on through the books and also video games and movies that he's been a part of a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. You've definitely left quite a legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind you. So
66 years old, still young though. Still too young.
Still too young, unfortunately. It just... Well, most of the time they are taken too young, but, you know, may rest in peace. Yes. And our condolences to the family and all his loved ones, and let's just cherish his memory and just, you know, respect everything he's done for the world. Yeah.
Rainbow Six Vegas, still the best.
I'll play it one day.
What?
Yeah.
Go play in traffic.
I told you. I like running in guns a-blazing. I'm not that much into this planning stuff.
You don't have to. I just put like one triangle on the planning mode, and I play from there, and then I go whatever I do I want.
Yeah. Yeah, about that.
So let me check this one, George.
Mm-hmm. That's a little bit more sad news. Layoffs at Sega of America right after we talked about that new Sonic cartoon. And they also recently purchased the company that owns Atlus, so the company behind Persona 4 Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of makes me wonder how the financials are working at Sega and who's pulling the strings.
Yeah, who's doing all the trigger pulling?
Because that's a lot of different things happening that are not really, you know.
Yeah.
Don't mesh up.
Goodbye, Sonic video games.
Right. But unfortunately, there are going to be some layoffs at Sega of America. They underwent a restructure, according to the company reps. And it's going to result in an unspecified number of job cuts, hopefully. It's not a very high number of jobs.
Yeah. It's one of those industries now where you have to really be able to predict how people are going to react to what you're working on.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Only a few manufacturers have really been able to really do that properly. And Sega's been struggling with that for years.
Yep, unfortunately, this isn't the old Genesis days. This is different now.
Oh, the three button systems.
Sega, the Genesis does what Nintendo don't.
Oh.
I still never owned the Genesis, by the way.
Neither did I.
I'm just saying.
I owned pretty much almost all of it, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a Sega CD?
No, not a Sega CD. No, I didn't. My cousin did. I thought it was pretty fun, but it was.
I think this one goes without saying, but.
Yeah, Rockstar is working around the clock to fix GTA Online issues, of course. I mean, it's.
You guys did not expect this? Really?
I think they used up a lot of their money on.
The game itself?
The game itself, the voice actors, the marketing.
Uh-huh.
And the marketing, there's a ton of it. I mean, you know they spent millions and millions on marketing because I see the ads everywhere. On anything. Hulu, YouTube, regular TV.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Shoryuken.com. I mean, there's...
they were advertising everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. Please fix it. I want to go online and get my apartment and start making money.
So, Netgear has come out and announced a new router, the Nighthawk AC1900, which they're touting as ideal for gamers. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be able to provide the best performance with the world's fastest Wi-Fi speed.
Hmm.
So, I don't know how this model, that the internal model number is R7000 if you're looking for it. We're not sure how this is going to actually work yet, but it sounds really nice. It features a 1 GHz dual-core processor, along with a USB 3.0 port, along with Netgear's Beamforming Plus technology.
It's amazing that technology these days allows a freaking router to have a 1 GHz dual-core processor.
You know what I have mine on my... My 360 and my PS, my PS3 is in my living room, just for Blu-rays. But my 360 in my room, in my in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It's right next to my cable network, so I just plug it in and go.
Nice.
I mean, the shorter the better.
I'm running Wi-Fi, but my router is literally a wall between my Xbox. So
yeah, I'm hardwired. I somewhat don't trust. Yeah,
I know. And I have an N router. I have one of the older AirPort Extremes, so I think I think I'm pretty good.
I need to get a new one because my wires starting to die out, especially on my laptop. I'm like, damn it.
And finally, for those using a PS3 right now, you will be getting a new firmware update that comes out today, 4.50, which will bring a few updates to you that are only available, or currently have been only available to PlayStation Plus owners.
Holy hell, I gotta update mine then. It's been quite a long time.
Yeah.
Damn, anyways.
The main updates, really, you're gonna notice is that you'll be able to set it to automatically download updates, and purchases from the store will automatically download.
Ooh. Sounds so fancy.
Wait, well, doesn't my Xbox do that already?
I'm pretty sure it does, but it is what it is.
The last thing is the new trophies privacy setting options, which allow you to choose which other trophies are visible to others.
Really?
Why does that even matter?
I have no idea.
Man.
Why the hell would you... Never mind.
Yeah.
Morons.
Well, I guess, you know, when Wayne's playing Barbie's Horse Adventures, I guess if he doesn't want anyone to see that, he could probably block it.
Oh my god.
Is that even a real title?
I thought it was for the NES.
I have no idea.
Oh, he's playing it off. Look at that.
Sure you do. Anyway, that's it for this week as far as the news and the gaming goes. Our bigger announcement is that we will be doing Extra Life in the San Diego Fighting Club headquarters, or the Salt Mines.
Yes, Salt Mines. Thank you very much, Ryan, for giving us the opportunity to do this wonderful charity that we do every year.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing for 25 hours. Not 24, 25.
25.
Because that's daylight saving times rolls over.
Actually, I'm going to do more.
Yeah, probably.
Like I did last year.
I'm just hoping that I have, you know, my transportation to and from.
Yeah.
So that way I can, you know, be okay the next day. But definitely looking forward to that. We're still working on details for how we're going to stream the event. But for now, you can make sure that we will have a stream of some sort of that day. Just not sure exactly if it'll run for 25 hours because it's kind of hard to do.
Yes.
Because it's.
Of course, the typical San Diego Fighting community, we're going to have, the first to 10 match, had bets going on, first to 20 match going on.
Yeah,
and also, we're going to play this thing called Rose Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to play Rose Bowl, and of course, we'll be playing other games as well. Like, I'm probably going to take my own 360 and...
Yes, I'm going to take my 360, a couple of my PlayStation 3 games, and just go on from there.
See if I can...
the arcade sticks.
See if I can beat Mega Man 10 with just using the blaster. Things like that. Nah, I probably shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good thing to try to do in a 25-hour span.
Oh my god, it's like you...
Because then I'll just get mad and punch Wayne, probably.
I'd love to see that.
Well, maybe it's not the best example, but you probably don't want to get too mad when you're doing that. But of course, we will be live-tweeting the event for you guys that day. Giving you updates. We're working on getting some prizes for people who donate to the cause.
Yes, we've
got one or two right now.
Yep. We have a really nice one for you guys, for the one who donates the most, and hopefully we'll have pictures of that up soon.
Yep.
Just to interest your
We might have to put up like a little partial picture of the tease.
Yeah. So I'm doing squares at a time.
Alright, how about this, folks? I'll give you guys a heads up. It's from Comic-Con. Exclusive Comic-Con.
Ooh.
That's it.
Which means even if you're in San Diego at the time, it was hard as hell to get one.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's also marked too with the sticker.
Yeah, so this is all legit. And that's just one thing we have going, so... Cajun fries. Even cold, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Cray cray fries?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So we'll bring you more details as we get them, but we will have a location for the event. We can make damn well sure we're going to be there for 25 hours, playing games for 25 hours.
Playing a lot of games
for 25 hours. Going kind of nuts in about 20 hours.
We're just going to lose our minds after this.
Yeah,
after this event.
Mm-hmm. So
make sure to bring some Rockstar energy drinks.
You can damn well make sure I'm not driving.
actually, I am driving, so, yeah.
Yeah, damn.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah, wow. So
I live close anyways.
I don't know, man. That might be a rough one, but we'll figure it out. But We'll have our pages up. We'll give you more details. So thank you in advance for the support. Make sure you keep checking back on our main page, twoshotsgeek.com, and of course, our Facebook page, bringing you constant geeky updates. We just had Kimberly and Emily over in AWA.
Yep.
Byron was at Eurogamer Expo.
Lucky bastard.
Lucky
good
bastard.
Good job, Brian.
Yeah, right?
Byron?
Yeah, we got like representing the UK in Europe.
That's awesome. We are now officially all over the world.
Yeah, we're international.
Thanks, international, thanks to him.
Intercontinental.
We're actually across the pond now. Sort of
yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah, that's the more accurate one. But this, the
British Bulldog.
God.
Whoop, whoop.
Indeed. But again, thank you for everything and keep checking back. So we bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
Vamos, cabrones.
See what I did there?